This is the Jerry DePoto Show.
Presented by Ram Trucks.
And Geico. Every Thursday at 3:30 with Danny, Dave, and more.
Looking forward to it every week.
The latest transactions. The breakdown on the Mariners' latest moves. The reason behind the decisions that shape the organization.
I love the time together. It gives me a chance to hold myself accountable.
Now, here's Danny, Dave, and more.
One quick housekeeping note before we get to the GM. Both our contestants won tickets. That was really impressive. And the Jerry DePoto Show brought to you by Ram Trucks. Jerry, this is a lot of fun watching your team right now. How much fun is it for you being at the helm of this?
It's a blast. The energy every day, the excitement at the ballpark. I think slowly but surely we're starting to see some more fan involvement. And this team has been just so much fun to be around. And it's been that way since opening day, and it just seems to get better every day.
Who's the guy that's been the most, it's probably like trying to ask you to, you know, pick your favorite child, but, you know, the guy that's the most pleasant surprise for you at this point?
The most pleasant surprise. I guess if you have to pick the most pleasant surprises, it's probably not going to be among your best players because you anticipate them doing the things that they do.
Right.
Pleasant surprises, I have to say, if you pegged Ben Gamble for making the type of 30-day turnaround that he has made since coming back in April, early May, and what he's done in the 3-4 weeks since has been awesome. Pleasant surprise is the season-long productivity of Chasen Bradford, who, you know, didn't make our team out of spring training and has been such a solid contributor as a waiver pickup, has been really a shot in the arm. A pleasant surprise has been Ryan Cook and the return he's made from 2 years away from the big leagues and thrown in the mid-90s with a really good slider. And as long as he's in arm running to Mike Trout, he seems to have been, you know, a really good addition for our club as well. There's been so many guys. Wade LeBlanc. I can line them up. They've been great.
Mitch Haniger hitting the walk-off winner yesterday, Jerry. I'm just wondering, when you made that trade for Haniger and Segura with Arizona, you look at Haniger and what he did in September there at the end of the season with the Diamondbacks. It wasn't really too much to write home about. And yet, what was it that you saw in him that made him such a vital part of that trade?
Well, if you look at the whole body of work and the year and a half prior to his call-up, that was notable. His 2016 season in AAA split between double and AAA was awesome. He was probably the best player in the minor leagues in terms of his performance. And then when he went to the big leagues in September 2016, while not notable for the raw numbers, you know, the TV numbers, let's call it, in a limited opportunity, one thing Mitch did do was he hit the ball very hard. And, you know, his average exit velocities were in the mid-90s, which kind of speaks to a player who is making good barrel contact, though maybe not getting great results. We combine that with our scouting view of him going back to college, put it together with what was a dominant minor league season, and then a guy who transitioned into the big leagues hitting the ball very hard. And I wish I could tell you we knew we would be getting a guy that I think should be in the conversation, not just as an all-star, but, you know, first half MVP candidate with guys like Gene Segura and many others, Mookie Betts, you know, Manny Machado around the league. But, you know, these guys just haven't been good for us. They've been just good in general.
Jerry, I'm going to ask you, this is probably the toughest question you'll be asked today. What was more impressive, the throw Mitch Haniger made or the tag Gene Segura applied to get Valbuena out on Tuesday night?
Actually, the second time I've been asked today, and as impressive as the way Mitch cut the ball off, unloaded it quickly, got it there online, which by itself is like a difficulty rating of 9 out of 10, the creativity and instincts it took for Gene to set up, situate himself, receive that throw, and then tag the runner well short of the bag with his back to the play was pretty phenomenal. So if I had to bet, Mitch will make throws like that again in his career, but that the combination of the throw tag, I think the tag is the more unique element of that, but it takes two to tango. And a pretty entertaining play, and I doubt we'll see a defensive play that has that much intrigue the rest of the season. That's pretty great.
The other thing I was going to ask you is that you've had a number of trades going back to last year and picking up guys, whether it was Mike Leake or Marco Gonzalez, the trade, go back fully to the trade of Taiwan Walker and getting Haniger and Segura. You've kind of been hot. And I'm wondering as a GM if you feel like you're sort of a shooter that's on a hot streak and you want to start jacking up a few more deals because you got a hot hand right now.
I'm throwing a couple of air balls too. You know, it's part of the nature of making as many transactions and trades as we do. You're going to make mistakes. You're going to make trades that look bad in the short term, and you're going to make good moves. And you know, we have an excellent scouting department. I don't know that anybody in the league has a better combination of scouting and analytics than we can throw out there. And I trust the process that we employ. We are on a bit of a good run in terms of players we've acquired. And in order to get, you do have to give. And occasionally somebody's going to make you wear a tomato on your face, I suppose. But the way these guys have done what they do, and they've lived up to every bit of what we thought we were acquiring when we got them. And you know, really fortunate, because it doesn't always work that way, and you have to take the bad with the good, and then occasionally the criticisms or the jokes about how many moves we make gets lost in there, that part of why we do what we do was to create a team that could do the things that this team is doing, and I think, as I've said before, as a group we've done more good than bad.
Yeah, I like the notion that because he's had good trades, that he should just start, you know, just shooting the ball from anywhere.
It's exactly, Danny. Right. It's like Allen Iverson.
Are we going to do that anyway?
Well, what are you seeing from Boston, Jerry, coming in here? They're also looking really good, and same thing with the Yankees. But this team, you know, there was some question as to if they could handle some of the better teams. They went to Houston and split, and you know, and then swept the Angels. So looking pretty good, but a pretty formidable team coming in here.
There's no doubt they are, and you know, as I said, whenever we play a game, today's game is the one that matters, and we can't get too hung up on the next 9 days that follow or 10 days that follow. We understand that the Yankees and the Red Sox have been the two of the best teams in this league for sure, and that they're as talented as anybody in baseball. And what we can focus on tonight is David Price and the Red Sox, and go out there and play our game. And remember that for all the criticisms, for all the questions of sustainability, as we sit here, I think only the Yankees have a better record in the American League in regard to playing good baseball versus 500 or better teams. We've actually done quite well in that regard too. So, you know, while we've not yet played the Yankees or the Red Sox, and that is fascinating to the people in the East Coast media market, we have done quite well when we've played winning teams, and I have a feeling we'll hold our own versus these.
Well, and I know you're not going to see Chris Sale, but I've offered to take him out. Jim thinks that I can't whoop his ass, and he only weighs 15 pounds more than Jose Altuve, okay? And he's 6'6".
Hey, so Jerry, come on.
The offer's still good.
This is a 54-year-old washed-up football player who thinks he can take out a 29-year-old baseball player. I'm not buying it.
Here's the thing, is you guys are asking the general manager of the Mariners to handicap a potential fight involving a player from another franchise. Like, there's all sorts of bad juju going on.
No, there's
here.
Not. Go ahead, Jerry. What do you think?
I think he's quick and slithery, and you're going to have a tough time squaring him up. So,
see, you know what?
Yeah. And I would not let yourself get 60 feet from him, because if he unloads one at your midsection, you might feel it.
Well, you know, look, as long as he doesn't have a baseball or a pair of scissors in his hands, I'm feeling okay. And also, I said I can square him up.
He'd keep you up with those long arms of his. Man. He'd jab you to death. He'd be like Mayweather.
Good Lord.
All right, that's enough of that. Yeah.
All right,
sorry,
well, I've
Jerry.
Got – okay, since we're going down that path, I've got a question for you. It's personal, and I'm curious, so I'm just going to go ahead and ask you. I would think that beating the Angels for you, it's even sweeter. You get extra satisfaction out of that. I sit here and I think, you know, if I ever get fired by this radio station, if I went to work for another one and we had better ratings than the station that fired me, I'd be like, yeah, that'll teach you to fire me. So I'm just wondering if you felt like when you sweep the Angels, if you get a little extra out of that.
I'd be lying if I say I didn't, but I've also been around baseball long enough, worked for enough teams, and been in so many different roles and I guess capacities. It's baseball, and once the game starts, you're focused on your team and the things that you can do. While in retrospect, sure, it feels better for you personally. There are a lot of guys over there that frankly I respect a whole lot. A lot of guys over there that I was a part of bringing over there, and I don't wish them ill will. I just hope that we beat them 19 times, and I'd like to beat them by a lot. And I don't think that makes them any different than any other team in the league. And I'm sure that the same is felt with them. They're kind of a rival of ours. They're in the division. We play them very closely. And it's been that way for multiple years, whether I was there or here. And, you know, I don't get too caught up in it. If you start to focus on you and your emotions, that's generally when things start to go in the wrong direction.
Boy, that's a more mature answer than I would have had, Jerry.
Well, I would say this. Jerry DePoto's maturity compared to you is not surprising. I don't think anybody would be shocked at that. Jerry, thank you very much for joining us. It's a blast to watch your team playing right now. And there's going to be a great atmosphere at the park this weekend, 4 games against the Red Sox. Thanks so much.
Oh, my pleasure, guys. I'm looking forward to it, too.